Himmelradioen har vært i drift noen år nå. Og gjennom disse årene har vi opparbeidet oss et lite arkiv av flotte intervjuer med spennende mennesker. En del av disse samtalene kommer du til å få nå her på podcast. Da har vi tatt en tur på kafé, på Grenland Kristne Senter Kafé. Og da sitter folk og koser seg med mat og kaffe og sånne ting. Og det jo ofte da etter et møte hvor dette skjer. Nå sitter jeg sammen med Samuel Kama fra Kenya, og du har talt Guds ord i dag. Jeg skal snakke litt engelsk for at han skal forstå meg, og så skal vi prøve å tolke litt rand på det. Samuel, how long have you been in Norway?
I've been in Norway from the 14th of September 2015.
Yes.
And I'm finishing my mission trip on the 1st of December, that is on Tuesday.
Yes.
Yes.
So you are leaving back to Kenya?
I'm leaving back to Kenya, and I think I'll be in Kenya on the 2nd of December.
Yes. Do you celebrate Christmas?
We do celebrate Christmas. It's a big thing. It's something that we do in a big way. Kenya is a Christian state. It's a country that 80% of the people, of the population in Kenya, they are Christian. And so we are blessed by God to do this. In our church, we have a special service to celebrate Christmas.
Yes. Okay. How big? I will have to translate a bit. Han skal tilbake til Kenya nå, og regner med å være i Kenya i hele desember. Og de skal feire jul der, og de pleier å feire jul i Kenya. Og kirken har en spesiell gudstjeneste også på jul i Kenya. How big is your church?
Our church is not so big because we are now, we have just celebrated 1 year since we started. However, I have been in ministry for over 20 years, doing missions, doing traveling ministry. But since 2014, September, the Lord spoke to us and he gave us the mandate to start a church, to plant a church in Nairobi. When we did that, God blessed us. We have now 5 congregations in different parts of Kenya. Yes.
You have a family, you have children.
Yes, I am married. Yes. My wife's name is Martha. I have a daughter and a son. My daughter's name is Abigail.
And
my son's name is Christopher.
Yes.
Abigail is 6 years next year around May, and Christopher is 1 year and 3 months.
Yes.
So I'm happy to be a father.
Yes.
And a husband.
Yes.
And a pastor in Kenya.
Okay. Mm. And you said something about han har sin familj, han har en barn, 2 barn, 2 children. Han selvfølgelig gift da, og han har vært pastor og talt Guds ord i mange år. How many years have you been preaching?
I've been preaching for around 20 years now.
20 år?
Yes, 20 years. Though I have been a Christian for 24 years.
Okay.
Yes.
But you're not that old. How old were you when you start?
Yeah. I'm now 40 years old.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you minus 24 years since I gave my life to Jesus, that tells you that I became a Christian when I was a teenage. So I became a Christian when I was around 16 years or 15 and a half years. Yeah. And since then, I've enjoyed to live being a Christian.
Beautiful. Jeg ble kristen da jeg var cirka 16 år, og jeg har hatt stor glede av å være kristen. You are going back to Kenya now. Will you return to Norway? Yes. Will you return to Norway when you have been for a while in Kenya?
Yeah, I think there's a need to come back to Norway, because there's a great work that God wants us to do in Norway. I feel that Norway is positioned by God to become an altar for Europe.
An altar?
Altar. A place where good offerings are going to be offered to God for Europe.
Okay, så han tenker at han kommer tilbake til Norge fordi Norge skal være et som et alter for Guds rike. Og at på alteret så skal man offre, og det grunnen til at du ønsker å komme tilbake. Fordi Norge har en rolle å spille I framtiden I Europa kanskje. In Europe, maybe Norway has some kind of role to play in the future.
Yes, yeah, I sense in the spirit that Norway has a big role to play, and I'm happy for the time that I have been in Norway. I have met very serious Christians, the Norwegian Christians that I have met, they love God so much.
Yes.
And my assignment to the Norwegians is to come and encourage them, to pray with them, so that Norway can get to that position that God wanted to be.
Han ønsker at Norge skal komme tilbake til den stillingen som Gud ønsker, og at Norge har en spesiell rolle å gjøre I fremtiden. Today you were talking about Nineveh, about Jonah who disobeyed God. Do you think there are many people who disobeyed God for time? Idag så snakket han om Nineveh og om Jonah som ikke ønsket å gjøre det oppdrag som Gud hadde gitt.
The time that I have been here in Norway, I have met a lot of Christians, and many of them are living a life of disobedience. And this is what is causing so much bad things that are happening in Norway. To say a little bit about Jonah, the moment when he began to disobey God, there was a big loss, because the mariners started throwing everything that was in the ship into the water. So when the Christians stop obeying God, they cause a big damage even to the economy. They cause a big damage to the society, because they are the one who are called to stand for God and even for the community. Yes.
Han sier altså at når de kristne ulydige mot Guds bud, og det mange som så var det som I Jonas tid at da måtte de fjerne ting fra båten, ellers så holdt båten på å gå under. Og da kastet de mange ting for å ikke gå under med båten. But finally they had to throw Jonah out in the water himself, because he asked for it. He understand that it was the only choice.
Yes. Yes, the only choice for Jonah was to be thrown in the water. But I'm happy that God had prepared a fish to take him to the place where he wanted him to go and prophesy. And I'm happy, and I'm really praying that all those people in Norway, the Christian people in Norway, that God will cause them to be thrown out of where they are, so that they can go and speak the word of God, so that Norway can come back to its position, to the glory of the name of Jesus.
Thank you very much. I'll try to translate a little bit. Han mener at de kristne I Norge må lyde Gud og forlate sin ulydige posisjon for å være lydig mot det kall som de har fått. Og det vil da gjøre en forandring I landet vårt. Thank you very much for coming here. I said God bless you and your family.
Thank you so much.
And hope to see you again.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
Yeah, and I also thank God for the way I have been received in Norway. I want to thank God for the family of Jan Erik and Marianne. I thank God for Pastor Bjorn Ture, Gekoes Church. They have received me so well. I have ministered in this church in several meetings. We have been here for early morning prayers. I have fellowshipped in this church, and I feel the presence of God here. So God bless you so much, and I hope to come to Norway again so that we can continue from where we stopped today. Amen.
Han ønsker å fortsette når han kommer tilbake til neste gang, for å fortsette der han stoppet i dag. Han takket forskjellige mennesker for den gjestfriheten som de hadde vist han, og han var takknemlig for det. Så da får vi bare håpe at han kommer tilbake for å besøke både GKS og andre steder i Norge neste gang. Du har hørt en podcast fra Grenland Kristne Senter og Himmelradioen. Likte du det du hørte? Ta gjerne kontakt med oss. Du finner oss på nettet, eller kom innom på et av våre møter.